Before this race even begins, Tatiana McFadden has already won.
I feel like I'm part of the team, and it's really exciting when I race with everyone.
Until recently, Tatiana was prohibited by the Howard County School District, located close to Washington, D.C., from racing in her wheelchair alongside kids on foot. Citing safety issues, the county said that wheelchair athletes had to race in separate events. Because Tatiana is the only wheelchair athlete in the county, this ruling meant that she had to run alone against the clock.
I didn't really like running by myself. It was lonely and embarrassing, and people just looked at me differently.
Anyone who thought that Tatiana and her mother, Deborah McFadden, would quietly abide by this seemingly arbitrary ruling knew very little about what they had overcome in the past. Tatiana was born in Russia with spina bifida, leaving her partially paralyzed. Abandoned by her mother, she was taken to an orphanage in St. Petersburg. It was there that Deborah McFadden found Tatiana.
And she told somebody, because that's my mom. And she knew maybe before I did.
Deborah brought Tatiana to America and adopted her. She also adopted her sister Hannah, who too is disabled, in Albania. She renovated her home to make it handicap accessible and encouraged her daughters to compete in life no matter their limitations. Tatiana McFadden trained intensively to compete in the 2004 Athens Paralympics. There she won silver and bronze medals. So they were not going to let the county's ruling stand unchallenged.
I said, I'm going to file a suit. If I file a suit, I'm going to win. You are allowed to participate. So I filed for no money. And, you know, people I think usually file for $1 million lawsuit. I was filing for opportunity.
Deborah McFadden told the judge that marathons already have wheelchair athletes sharing the same track with runners. Allowing Tatiana to run alongside the other athletes, she successfully argued, would pose no undue risk, would cost no money, and would not alter the sport. Thanks to the court ruling, Tatiana McFadden can now race alongside her peers.
The first meet that I got to run with everyone, that was just as exciting as the Paralympics, because I got to run with everyone and the excitement of the crowd was like tremendous.
Deborah McFadden says this legal battle transcended sports.
This was more than about track. It was about that we all belong, and that's what educators should be teaching.
She says allowing Tatiana to compete not only makes her a better athlete, but also makes society better. Brian Padden, VOA News.